This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Saturday and Sunday afternoon, Albuquerque's Indian Pueblo Cultural Center welcomes families to a Native American wintertime tradition, the sharing of classic folk tales with young and old alike. Leading these two Pueblo Winter Stories performances is our guest this morning from the Pueblos of Santa Ana and Jemez, storyteller, musician, and children's book author Shkimi Garcia. Shkimi, it is great to have you here.
Kuatsihopa. Greetings, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
From what language is that?
This is the language of the Tamaya people, the Karis language. 7 of the 19 Pueblo tribes speak in this language.
Tamaya, we also know it as Santa Ana.
That's right. Yeah, Tamaya is the name of our tribe in our language.
Are there stories that are particularly suited for the wintertime?
Yes, most of the animal stories. In fact, traditionally, the stories were usually told in the wintertime when there wasn't much to do. Everybody was indoors sitting around grandma and grandpa listening to these legends in our language. A lot of these stories were used to teach about the culture, the traditions, the heroic stories, and then the creation stories as well of our tribe, how we got from the place of creation to where we are now, the actual journey our people made throughout history and why we settled in certain places and why we left others and eventually finding our home there at Tamaya. That story was carried down orally through the generations.
And where did you, in particular, Shkimi, get the stories that you share?
A lot of the stories I share today, I've heard when I was a child through my father, through my grandparents, stories from books as well. I'm always trying to hone my skills and learn new legends. I create stories as well. So it's a variety of legends that I share. Some of the stories I listened to as a child, though, in our language are hard to translate to English because sometimes English falls a little short. Sometimes in our language, when you listen to a legend, it's like watching a movie because one word could sum up an entire scene. And there also was storytelling language as well that was used. So it's hard to translate sometimes. So I try to stick with stories that are easy to translate to English. And then sometimes I add things, a lot of modern humor into my legends, casinos, Walmart, or sometimes add in songs as well. Some of the stories require a singing, but I also try to teach my audience a little bit about who we are as a tribal people, modern tribal people. And then if it were school children, I try to teach them some of the language, you know, because that's always awesome for the young people to learn songs and language from a different culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your first children's book came out in 2006, published by UNM Press.
Yes.
You've got a second one coming out in 2013. What kind of stories do you look for when you're putting together your books and your storytelling events?
I try to look for stories that express a message, because a lot of these legends, they oftentimes, even though they sound just like entertainment, to some extent, they were used to teach the children lessons about life. Not just children, but these stories are for all ages. We can all learn from these legends, like coyote trickster tales. Coyote is the one that causes trouble or mischief. Usually the message behind his legends is what goes around comes around. In the end, though, in coyote stories, something new is always created in the world, like a river or the sun or the moon or stars. Some of the elders, when kids would cause trouble, misbehave, sometimes they just wouldn't be scolded straight out, you know, or spanked. Elders would take the child in and tell them a coyote story or tell them a story that teaches them a lesson and the repercussions of their actions. So I try to carry on with that tradition when I tell a story, and not only in books, but with my storytelling. I try to write stories that teach a message, how to treat each other correctly. And I think we need more of that in the world. So that's kind of what I do.
When you're standing there at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center on Saturday and Sunday, when you look out at the audience, who are you hoping to see there?
I'm hoping to see a lot of faces, and I'm hoping to see all the seats filled. That's all I can ask for. I mean, there's no specific group or age group because there's so much to share, and I'm so excited to be sharing the stories of my culture with everyone.
Storyteller, musician, and author Shkimi Garcia shares Pueblo winter stories with an audience of all ages Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. at Albuquerque's Indian Pueblo Cultural Center, 2401 12th Street Northwest. Tickets will be available at the door or online at IndianPueblo.org. Shkimi, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.